All right, everybody, welcome back to your favorite new podcast, Leonard's Flick Fix, okay? I'm your host, Leonard Cox, and on this podcast, I bring you essential movie summaries packed with all the key plot points, character insights, cinematic details, and big moments. This is where you get the full story in a quick, easy format, so you can stay in the loop with all the movie talk between your friends and family.
He summarizes his movies so that way you don't have to go pay for them or go to the movies and you can just listen to them in your car with your downtime.
All right, everybody, let's dive into today's movie because it is a doozy. A Star is Born, the romantic epic directed by the great Bradley Cooper. As always, I'll read the IMDb description of the movie. A musician helps a young singer find fame as age and alcoholism send his own career into a downward spiral. And boy, is it a spiral that we get taken upon, everybody. I cannot stress this enough. Don't watch this movie with ads in between everything, because it is such a heartstring puller. You do not want to get pulled out by some silly little ad. Spend the money to rent it if you want to, or just re-listen to this podcast over and over again, because this movie was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, well, let's put you in this world, shall we? Bradley Cooper, his character's name is Jackson Maine, or Jack. Our other main character will be Lady Gaga, beautiful singer and actress. She will be playing Allie. These are our two stars of this show, of this movie, and full disclosure, obviously there's quite a lot of singing involved. Not a musical in any way, given that both these actors are pop singers or main singers of some type. And I'm obviously not going to be singing for you, and I can't really show you how amazing these songs are and how beautifully done they are. So I would recommend just listening on Spotify after this episode and just really taking in what each one of them mean and their lyrics, and it's just truly a beautiful way of going at doing it. But for the purposes of this podcast, I summarize everything. So I will be summarizing the plot points and characters of this movie, not necessarily the songs, which I would love to do on a little bonus episode down the road. So we go ahead and learn quickly in like the first scene that Jackson Maine, Bradley Cooper's character, is taking drugs and drinking while he's a superstar. He's a superstar and everyone seems to know him. He's just gotten off set somewhere in, somewhere. It doesn't really matter to him. He's all over the place. And he immediately gets away from the crowd into his private car and chugs a big bottle of alcohol. Clear liquid, probably vodka of some type. He talks to the driver. He seems like a fairly nice guy. He asks the driver about his kid and they, you know, chit-chat here and there. But then he says to the driver, we got any more? Got any more back here? And then the driver says, no, sorry, we're out, Jack. And then Jack says, all right, just pull over right over here. And he's like, you want me to take a right? So he takes a right, and he says, this looks like a bar, right? And then the driver's like, I don't know if you want to go in there, but Jack says, well, there's alcohol, isn't there? So Jack walks into the bar, and we're immediately greeted by a few fun characters. When I say fun, it's because it's a drag bar. It's interesting that we've stepped in this world and Jack doesn't give, you know, he doesn't give a, you know, shit about where he's at, which is awesome. He really just wants to drink alcohol, which is kind of a bummer. So then we do a quick cut to Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is our actress, our other lead role. Her name is Allie. She is a waitress, as we see. She's not enjoying her waitressing gig as well, but she's a waitress and she's just gotten off a shift, taking out the trash and getting ready for a singing gig. So then immediately we get our two characters to meet. Drunk Jack is in the bar watching Allie on stage start singing Le Vion Rose, a beautiful song. And of course, Lady Gaga is an unbelievable singer. So she wows everyone in the room, including our famous Jack, who is in a drag bar watching some random person sing and getting crazy drunk and loving it. So he goes backstage and talks to Allie. Allie's in a bunch of makeup, and Jack is, you know, he plays such a great character. Bradley Cooper plays his character so well. His voice is so low. He plays like a country folk guy, and he just kind of talks like real low and calm and soft. It's pretty amazing. So he, you know, they get to talking, they get to know each other, and Bradley Cooper says, "Let me take you out tonight to Lady Gaga." I'm going to use their actual character names from here on out. So Jack says to Allie, "Let me take you out tonight," and Allie says, "Let me take up all this makeup. Let me take off all this makeup, and sure, just wait for me outside." And then he says, "Sure." She knows who he is. Everyone knows who he is. Jack Maine is a crazy famous singer. They share some touches, and then he leaves. Okay, so now that Allie's ready to go and Jack's been waiting, they go out to another bar where they're just talking and getting to know each other. And, you know, they're getting over the hump of the fact that Jackson Maine is in the house, you know, that Allie is talking to Jackson Maine, some, you know, just some crazy famous guy. And they have a fun chat. They get to know each other. And Jack asks Allie if she's a writer and if she, you know, writes her own songs. And she says, you know, I write, but I don't want to perform because my big nose, you know, I have this big nose that everyone says I won't be able to make it because I don't look great. And then Jackson essentially says, you know, people just want to hear a story. And if you give it to them properly with the voice that you have, you're going to be famous. So they're clearly falling for each other. You know, he compliments her nose. He says it's beautiful. They laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Then some random guy at the bar comes up to Jack and he's like, "Oh my God, Jack, can I take a picture?" You know, he's a drunk guy. He's being kind of a dick, but kind of not at the same time. He's just someone who's drunk talking to a famous person, as it would be. And then, you know, Allie's kind of getting a little pissed that, you know, Jack has to take this, and things escalate somehow. And Allie just throws a soccer right into this dude's face, just punches him right in the face. And then Jack laughs, picks her up, and they leave the bar. So it was no big deal that, you know, she hit him, and Jack actually almost seemed to like it. So they go to the store, get some frozen peas and some bandages, and put a pack on her hand to make sure that she can play the piano. It was very romantic, and, you know, Allie didn't want any of this, but Jack said, you know, we got to make sure we take care of that hand, you know. So they really are truly a great combination together. They seem like they have really good chemistry, but, you know, Allie is aware that he's kind of a drunk. You know, he's drunk a little bit. You know, he's kind of swaying back and forth, but he's still, you know, a charming character. So they're in the parking lot of some grocery store at like 4 a.m, just talking and singing. And Allie starts singing about what she's feeling towards Jack. Just kind of more like talk singing to Jack. And Jack says, "You just come up with that just now. You're a writer, girl." And so he's aware of the fact that she's very talented at writing. She's a very talented singer. It becomes morning. They didn't sleep at all. Jack's driver and Jack drop Allie off at her house. And Jack's saying, "Come to this gig that I got. You know, when is it, driver?" He's like, "I'm taking you to the airport right now. You got a gig tonight at this place, you know, blah, blah, blah." And so Jack's like, "Why don't you come to my gig?" And then Allie says, "No, I can't. You got my number. I have to work. I have this stupid waitering job I got to do, blah, blah, blah." So she leaves. And right before she leaves, Jack stops her as she gets out of the car. And then she turns and says, "What?" And he says, "I just wanted to get a look at you." You know, it's just it is a very nice romantic. It's beautiful. Like, the love that they're already accumulating is really strong. And so we see Allie walk into her house now. Jack has left. And we get greeted by Allie's father, who's a really great guy, and he's always got his three friends at like early morning watching Japanese horse racing. They're all in like suits, you know, getting ready for work, but they're clearly really good buddies, like New York style, not mobsters in any way, but like they have that, you know, caliber of friendship clearly. And it looks like Allie takes care of her family. I mean, the house. She doesn't have a mom, it doesn't look like, at all. But she's very close with everyone there, and she looks like she's just essentially one of the guys with her dad and her friends, with her dad's friends. So her dad asks, "Who is that?" He looks like is that Jack? Is that Jack Maine? It looks like he's asking you to go to the gig. Why aren't you going to the gig, you know? And Allie says, "He's a drunk. You would know a lot about being a drunk, wouldn't you, Dad? You know, and I got work to do. It's no big deal. I'm not going to amount to anything." And Allie's dad later talks about how some artists like Frank Sinatra have some kind of talent, but there's more talented people, but the looks are important. So it sounds like Allie's dad might have told her that she might not have the looks, but she definitely has the voice. So Allie's dad's like, you should go, and this could be your way in, you know? You should go with Jack, and this could be your way in. So Allie says, no, I got to go to work. So we do a quick cut to Jack getting ready for his gig the next day, and we see the old... the actor that's got the deepest, most beautiful voice in the world. He's like the tall, white-haired, big mustache dude who's... Yeah. The molasses cooking, like the really deep low voice guy, is now in this movie, and he's the older brother of Jack. We learn from one of the conversations that they have is that Jack, his mom died in childbirth, and Jack's dad died when he was 13. So Jack's brother is a big part of this movie, and essentially, at the beginning, it seems to be almost kind of like his babysitter in a way. And, like, you know, he works for Jack and he makes sure everything is, you know, comfortable and making everything proper. So the brother comes in and he says, Jack, you got to put these on. You got to put these monitors in. Your hearing's going to get worse. So once he says that, we learn that Jack's hearing is going a little bit. As a rock star, that makes sense. But it's sounding like he's had appointments with doctors and it's getting worse. And it makes sense because sometimes when Allie would talk to him, he would lean in and go like, what? So the brother's taking care of his hearing as best as possible, but Jack refuses to put them in because he says he wants to be with the audience. You know, he wants to be live with everybody, and it's hard for him to be live when he's got something in his ear. So then we cut to Allie at work with her friend, who was also introduced to Jack at the drag queen bar, because I think they both kind of run that as well. So they walk into work, and Allie's boss goes like, you're late. And it's like, that's all it took for Allie to essentially stop, look at her friend, and her friend looks back, because obviously the friend now knows what happened last night. And then they go, are we doing this? And we're doing this. So they quit right on the spot, and they end up going. The driver of Jack has been following them around, waiting for them to go to this gig because Jack really wants them there. So the driver is able to convince them essentially to come to the gig and meet with Jack and go see everything. So we get a little cool montage of Allie and her friend getting driven onto like a private jet. They're having fun. It's awesome. Jack's getting ready for the gig. They get to the gig and they get escorted in the backstage pass stuff, like prime time, and they get to go in this tiny little crowd on the backstage and see Jack play. Jack's been playing and the concert's been going on, and Jack now notices that Allie is there. So after he finishes his song, he looks over and he talks to the microphone, in the microphone to the big audience. He's like, you know, I met someone last night, and she's gonna go ahead and sing her original song. And so he goes up to her and says, like, come on, come out here. And Allie's like, no way in hell am I going out on stage in front of all of these people. This is nuts. And he starts playing the song that she was singing in the parking lot at that 4 a.m. He made a rendition of it, very talented musicians. And he made like a rendition. So he said, I'm going to sing it if you don't. And so he starts singing a verse that he made. This is the song where you could look up. It's Shallow. It's got to be one of the best. It's got to be one of the best songs in here. I think it's unbelievable. Shallow is fantastic. So go ahead and listen to that on Spotify. So she's like shaking her head, no, no, no. But obviously, of course, as we know, main character power, she goes ahead and gets on stage for her big moment. She starts singing the verse, and it's a little, you know, it's good. It's good. But she definitely doesn't have her confidence in quite yet. Jack is just smiling all the way through. He's just so happy that she's on stage with him. And it hits the chorus, and it's this big moment where, you know, I'm off the deep end, that part. And she just explodes, and the crowd starts cheering, and everyone's going wild, and she can't believe it. And it's just this crazy big moment. And the rendition of it was very beautiful, and everything just went right. And she was just so happy to be up on stage with Jack for this very first time. Nervous, but she just let it loose too. You know, Lady Gaga is unbelievable. She did some amazing singing on this movie. They share a microphone. It's very, like, very cute, very romantic. they're singing together, and it's just like pure chemistry. It's obvious. It just makes sense. As they get off stage, everyone's cheering for Jack. You know, not a lot of people are still really going after Allie quite yet. You know, no one's like cheering because no one's really cheering for Allie necessarily, but Jack is still this big superstar. She's able to go into the hotel with him, and they get a room together, and obviously they start making out. It looks like things are getting hot and heavy, and sorry girls, I don't know this all the time, but I'm noticing in all these romantic movies that I've been watching that right before having sex they get ready in the bathroom. So I didn't know that that's what is standard in this industry, in this world. But so she says, I'm gonna go get ready in the bathroom, sorry, hold on. So Jack's really drunk and really high, and you know, he says, okay, no worries. So he lays down on the couch, and as Lady Gaga's getting ready in the bathroom, she comes out, and Jack is sound asleep, dead out, like not awake at all. So then Allie in the hotel knocks on her friend's door because her friend was with him, and she's like, what do I do? And the friend's, I think, also getting, you know, having his own fun, and he's like, I don't know, just do something, just get him awake. So she goes back in the room, and the brother picks up Bradley Cooper, picks up Jack, and puts him on the bed. And the brother says, you have no idea what you're getting into. He's out cold. But I will tell you this. He's never, ever brought a girl on stage up with him. And I've never seen him play like that before. It was nice to see. So she was like, okay, that's good to know. So she just lays in bed next to him, like not really even that close, just essentially next to him. And then as he wakes up at probably like 4 a.m. later after he's done being unconscious, then they actually do have sex. They wake up in the morning, have a great time, and they're slowly starting to have really, really good chemistry. Then we realize that there was a YouTube video, classic. The dad and his friends are watching of his daughter and Jack Maine singing on stage, and it's great writing in this movie because it's so relatable. They're all old. It's an old group of guys watching this thing on their phone, and they're talking about like, and you see that number right there? That's how many people have seen the video. You know, like it's exactly like you would expect. You know, someone in their 60s, 70s to look at a video and be like, that's how many people have seen my daughter. You know, very proud, but also not very aware of how technology really works. So then Allie gets home, watches the YouTube video with her dad. Her dad is so proud. They're so proud of each other. And then we get a scene of Allie sleeping in her bed in her home. This is the really cool thing about this movie is at the very like front half of the movie, it's literally, we're following them hour by hour. It's not like it's skipping in time where it's like 1 week we see them together, 1 week we don't, and we don't really know what happens. They are really cool about really consecutive back-to-back days. These guys are hanging out. These guys are doing this. And it really puts in perspective how unbelievable that day was, right, when she got up on stage. You know, it was just a couple hours ago, and she's pooped. She's sleeping in her bed. It's morning pretty much. She's had back-to-back days. It's crazy. And guess who shows up to wake her up is Jack Maine. Bradley Cooper. And she goes, how'd you get in here? He says, your dad let me in. So kind of form of approval of some type. And he says, I want you to come with me to my next thing in Arizona. And that's where he's from. Arizona's where he's from. So this is a really cool, strong point for Allie, Lady Gaga's character. She says yes. And we learn that Jack got there on a motorcycle, and she says, I'm not getting on that thing if you've had any bit of alcohol. And he says, I haven't been drinking today. So it's like, okay, so Jack's staying sober. That's good to know. Allie is strong. She's strong. She says, all right, fine. Go wait for me downstairs. Let me shower. So Jack sits there like a dog and waits while Allie gets ready and showers, and he hasn't drank anything. So while, you know, Jack's sitting there waiting, he's talking to, you know, Allie's dad and his buddies, and Allie's dad's like, you know, I had a great voice. People used to call me Sinatra. People used to think I was just as good as Sinatra, and the buddies are laughing. Then we get a montage of them riding on the motorcycle, going to a diner, and in the diner, Jack asks, what are you doing, Allie? And she's writing in this journal, and she says, I had this, I'm starting to write ideas in a journal. I didn't want to lose it when I was on the bike with you, you know, and Jack says, how do you hear it going? And then you can hear how Allie hears the song in her head with the lyrics. So she kind of hums it, and Jack's like, oh, you're a writer. This is awesome. This is cool. So on the way there in the diner, we learned, you know, right, Jack and his brother from this big farm where pretty much his brother, Jack's brother, raised him because, again, they were orphans when he was 13. But his brother is fairly old. Jack's dad died when he was 13, but the dad was 65 when Jack was born. So the brother gap is very different, almost like it looks like he's the father to his son, very kind of like that. So when the dad died, the brother and Jack buried the father on their farm. As, you know, star stuff started happening, as fame started happening, they sold the farm right before the fame happened. And as, you know, Jack got wealthier, he bought the farm back to make sure that the father's grave was not disrespected in any way. So Allie said, well, let's stop at the farm. I would love to see the farm and go, you know, visit your dad's grave and, you know, see the farm. So Jack says, it's a great idea. So they get on the motorcycle and they go right to the farm. And we see this really beautiful wide shot of Jack in the middle of a huge wind farm, all like dirty, dusty, and not beautiful at all, really. And he touches the dirt and it's just whatever. It's not what he wants. So I think we get to the feeling that his brother, he bought the farm back from whoever bought it for his brother. So we get a quick cutscene to Jack punching his brother in the face, like big cheap shot, just smoking him right in the face. And he's screaming at him like, you sold the farm. I bought that for you. Where's dad's grave? Where's dad's grave? You know, you asshole, essentially. Like, what the hell? So the brother gets up. He's very frail. I mean, the brother's not very frail, but he's old, so he's getting up for a while. And as Jack, you know, takes a breath to wait to listen to what his brother says, his brother's like, you dumb shit. I told you what happened, but you were apparently too drunk to remember. Dad's body got washed away in the storm a couple falls ago. And the farm was sold for, you know, a wind farm, and had no relevance to us anymore. And so Bradley Cooper, Jack, is still really pissed at his brother, and his brother clearly has some anger towards Jack because, A, Jack can't get his shit right. He's drunk and he's high all the time, and his brother grabs him with both his hands on his face, touching nose to nose almost, crying, essentially being like, I couldn't take care of the farm because I had to take care of you, you baby, essentially. And Jack goes to his brother, well, at least, you know, I was able to do something and had a sorry excuse for a brother who tried to raise me who failed. And the brother's like, well, at least, you know, I didn't steal from you about your voice, your lyrics, you know. So we learned that the brother had some talent and he tried to go out and make it big. And then Jack might have, we don't know, allegedly stole the songs from his brother and sang you know, took his voice, quote unquote. So angers rose, things got crazy, and the brother says, I quit. And it was clear that the brother was making Jack's life available, pretty much. He was making Jack's life okay, keeping him on track, keeping everything going. He was essentially like the most souped up au pair on the planet, making sure he was okay. Like an assistant, but not. He's still taking care of him like a parent, I guess, in a way. So anyways, we get a cut to Jack doing more drugs right before the concert that Allie and him are going to sing together in Arizona. They sing together, and it just goes beautifully. And he convinces her to sing live her new song that she was writing, just like he did on the first show that they met. So Jack is pushing her to sing the songs that she's writing. She's scared, but she does it. She crushes it. Everyone loves it. And now this is the first time where she's been prepared, set, and everyone knew that she was going to be singing on the set with Jack. And it goes really well. So after the song went really well and after the concert went really well, guess who shows up but an agent. An agent who's like the biggest agent out there, like top-notch agent, says, Allie, you've got it. You know, he essentially is like, you have a story that people want to hear. You've got it. Do you know who I am? She's like, of course I know who you are. You're crazy famous, blah, blah, blah. So now she has She asked, she says, so the agent goes, so what do you think? Essentially saying, like, can we work together? Can we make this happen? She goes, let me talk to Jack. She goes to talk to Jack, and Jack is just absolutely plastered. He's like super wasted, like falls out of the chair. He goes in the bedroom away from like all the fans and all the people or whatever. And she's like, so what do you think about this, you know, guy? And he, Jack, it made it seem like he was jealous and he didn't want her to do it at first, but there was not real apparently. And he says, I'm happy for you. Take it, get it done, do it. And she's happy. They're happy. Then we get a cut to her in the studio, not doing well. She can't really, she's super nervous. She's not crushing it at all. She's coming in late. She's coming in early. She's having to deal with the track. So then Bradley Cooper is there. Jack is there. And he's like, let me try something, to the producer. And the producer's like, please, this is not going well. So Bradley Cooper comforts her. Jack comforts her, sorry. And he's like, well, you played piano while you did this, so maybe we should get you a piano. And then she's like, what, would they let you do that? And he's like, and he laughed, because they'll let you do whatever you want if you're going to crush it. So they get the piano. She plays and sings at the same time, and they crush it. Absolutely beautiful. Then we get a cut to her getting ready for dancing, like a montage of her dancing with two backup singers, practicing singing her song, getting ready for performance in some type of tour, as they're pushing, you know, the single. Bradley Cooper, Jack, I might call him Bradley Cooper. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Jack and Allie get a house together. They're living together, and it's beautiful. They have a dog now. They're having so much fun. They're laughing. They're loving. Everything is just going so well on both their sides. We even get, you know, Jack trying to pluck around on the piano, because he's a guitar player, pluck around on the piano here and there. And Jack says, I want you to come with me again to my tour in, you know, Missouri or something. And this is the first time where Allie has to go, like, I can't. The producer wants me to stay and practice dancing or whatever and get ready for the tour, get ready for my single release. And then Jack, you're expecting him to be kind of an ass almost. That's kind of been the buildup. But he says, stop and listen to yourself. Listen to what you're talking about. I need, like, take this in. Because I think Jack is talking from experience, that Jack didn't take it in enough, or he didn't like process what his start. So I think he's actually trying to coach her into fame and what is about to, because he knows she's going to make it. So he's trying to like help her realize how amazing the process is, and don't rush it, don't do anything, and don't feel frustrated, blah, blah, blah. And so he is actually a loving boyfriend, essentially, to Allie. Like coaching her through all this, and he says, don't worry about it, do your thing and enjoy it. And so they're happy, they've got their dog. And so Jack is, you know, snorting up some medication and puts the rest of the medication in his drink, and he is really, really, really not doing well. He gets up on the stage in front of like some, it almost looks like a convention fair. It's not really a concert, so it looks like it doesn't matter as much to Jack. But his tonight, it, like his ear ringing is coming a lot more, coming in a lot more. So it just isn't like his hearing's, he's losing his hearing, and he's kind of losing his mind a little bit. It's just not going well for Jack. And then we cut to Allie doing her dance and her singing for the first time in the single. And she cut the dancers. We learned the producer, while Allie's singing, she's like, where's the other two dancers? Why aren't you up there? And then the dancers are like, Allie didn't want us up there. So the producer's kind of mad at Allie, we can see. But as she's singing, she's kind of crushing it. And everyone's noticing that she's kind of crushing it. So after the concert, the single concert of Allie's, she goes off stage. And she's like, where's Jack? I can't wait to, you know, see him and, you know, hear how I did from him. And then the producer's like, I have no idea where he is, but did you cut those dancers? And then she's like, yeah, I just thought I would do better. And the producer's like, don't go rogue on me, you know? And then he kind of just pulls the producer card, essentially saying, I know what I'm doing. Listen to me. Do not go rogue on me again, or else, kind of thing. So we can't find Jack, and Allie had a good concert, but kind of got yelled at by the producer. Then we cut to Dave Chappelle's face out in the broad daylight, and he's poking at Jack's drunk, passed out body somewhere. And he goes, it's you got to stop doing this, Jack. So it sounds like Jack's done this before, and he's passed out on this dude's lawn. And they're buddies, we learned. They're buddies. It sounds like they did some recording together at some point in their past. Dave Chappelle clearly retired from music. He's got a family and a wife, and it looks really nice and peaceful. And now we're at an all-time low for Jack, really. He's so drunk, he thought he made it into the door or something, but he literally just passed out on the street pretty much, and Dave Chappelle had to essentially carry him in and talk to him. And it's the middle of the day now, so it's kind of a fresh day. Jack is still trying to get unhung over. And Dave Chappelle essentially is saying, listen, man, I saw the video of the girl, you know, and Jack talks highly of her. And he's like, yeah, she's amazing. She's got the voice. She's talented. She's doing her own thing. And Dave Chappelle's like, man, this is your out. This is your out. You need an out. You know, it seemed like you need to be done. And then Dave Chappelle does this beautiful, like the writers are so good in this movie. He essentially does this mini monologue, and he says, imagine that you're in the ocean and you're trying to go somewhere, but you see a little port and you pull over to the port and you stay for a day, you stay for a week, you stay for a month, and you end up staying for a while. And then after a while you realize you forgot where you were going, but all that matters is that you're happy that where you are. So essentially, Dave Chappelle is saying, I know you had this big plan to continue rocking it out, and you've had a great, you know, great successful career, and you can keep rocking it out because that's the original plan. Or you could, you know, pull over at this port, be happy with this beautiful girl who's very talented and clearly crushing it in the rock world, in the, you know, pop world, and just, you know, essentially be done with music. You could be done. You could pull out and just be done. So he crashes on, Jack crashes on his Dave Chappelle's bed in his room, and guess who's waking him up but Allie. Allie kicks him, and she's like, I'm so mad at you. You missed my concert. What the hell's wrong with you? Are you okay? Like, what happened? And Jack asks how the concert went. She said it was amazing, and it was awesome. And Jack is like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then Allie says, I can't do this again with you. I can't, this can't happen again. I'm not going to be there for you. I'm not going to go searching for you again. And Jack acknowledges and says, yes, that makes sense, and I'm sorry. So they're all having, Dave Chappelle's family, Allie and Jack are all having breakfast together, and Jack is looking for something. So Dave Chappelle's like, what are you looking for? He's like, I need some tweezers or scissors or something. So Jack gets the scissors, and he cuts off one of the strings on his guitar. And he puts it in the form of an engagement ring, slips it on Allie's finger at underneath the breakfast table, whispers in her ear, this is why the writers are so brilliant, whispers in her ear, I heard you. I heard you. So it's not him just blowing her off when she says, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. He's essentially saying, I heard you. I want to be with you. And it's seeming like he's taking the port option like Dave Chappelle talked about. He's taking the port, and Dave Chappelle's like, screw it. I've got a guy. I'll call him up, my cousin. He's a priest. He's got a church. Let's get you guys married right now. It would be amazing. It'd be perfect. It's a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful church, you know. So, of course, as impulsive, fun people do, and deeply in love, they elope and they get married in Dave Chappelle's cousin's church. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a lovely reception. Okay. So now we get a cut to Jack without a drink. The producer asks, like, hey, where's your drink? And he's like, I'm not drinking right now. So we notice that Jack is trying to stay a little sober. And the producer and Jack are waiting on Allie for some reason. And we don't know quite why. So we see Allie freaking out in a bathtub, and she looks like, well, she looks like what Lady Gaga looked like when she was coming up, you know, like very colorful, poppy, and her hair is, you know, orange now, and she's got this big colorful dress and big makeup on and all this. And then we notice that she's got a big headshot, you know, on the billboard in like LA or New York. It's like she's got it. She's definitely making it somewhere, and it's big. And Jack is maybe getting a little sober, but his career isn't doing anything crazy. But Allie's career is clearly flourishing. And as she walks in, the producer says, "Wow, you look beautiful." Jack says, "Wow, you look beautiful." And the producer says, "How would you like to go on to Saturday Night Live and close it?" And then she's like, "We got it, we got it." So she now is, you know, she's at that status where she's closing Saturday Night Live. She's a big star, and she's looking. And then Jack says, "Hey guys, can I have a moment alone with my wife. So they go out on the patio. They look at her billboard. They joke about the nose size again, because, you know, how beautiful the nose is. It's a lovely moment where they're like holding each other like Star Wars with Anakin and Princess Leia. Very beautiful. John Williams music should be happening at this moment. And then Jack says something, again, where you're expecting Jack to, I feel like, screw up. You're expecting him to screw up somehow with, like, his words. But his words are beautiful, and he is essentially coaching her again in these scenarios. He's stepping her aside and saying, "Listen, you have to be 100% truthful to who you are from here on out. People are gonna, you know, ask you questions, and they're gonna convince you to change everything." Because I think he's noticing the hair color and the costume changes and the dancing and all that. And he's like essentially saying, "You can't lie. You have to stay to be yourself and be true to who you are, and that's all that matters." And it's a really good thing. He's right. He is right. And she's accepted she accepted that as well. And Bradley Cooper gave great advice. And then we just get, you know, Allie ready for Saturday Night Live. She's getting ready for Saturday Night Live. Alec Baldwin introduces it, and she starts performing on Saturday Night Live's closing episode. And as she's performing, it's not the Rock that Jack knows necessarily. And Jack doesn't, you know, have necessarily a certain taste, but it's definitely, the style of music is definitely different. Very pop, very 808 modern heavy stuff. So as she's performing the Saturday Night Live concert, Jack grabs a beer. He grabs a beer, pops it, and starts drinking it kind of quietly behind the crowd, I guess. And then guess who shows up but Jack's brother. So they haven't talked in a while, because they haven't talked since the big fight. And the brother says essentially like, "Hey, man, I was in the area. Just wanted to go check up on her and see how she's doing and check up on you and see how you're doing." And he's like, Jack leans in like he couldn't hear him. And he leans in again after his brother repeats, and he has to essentially get his ear right next to his mouth. So in loud settings, Jack really can't hear very well. His hearing is going. It's very sad to see. The brother essentially says, "Hey, man, you could still call me anytime. If you need anything, you let me know. You call me, you let me know." Jack says, "I want you back on my crew, man. You know, I want you back." And the brother says, "I've still got some fish to fry. I got to do some my own stuff, but maybe we'll talk." It's like, "We'll talk. I'll come back, you know, possibly." So then we cut to Allie taking like all these beautiful photo shoots, and it doesn't really even look like her. She looks like a whole different person. The producer character walks in, looks right in her eyes, and says, "You've been nominated for 3 Grammys. One of them is new artist, young up-and-coming new artist," or whatever it is. Sorry for those people. I don't really know. But so she's shell-shocked. She's amazing. She starts crying out of happiness. Everyone's stoked for her. And this is all at the photo shoot. She's in like the photo shoot setting. So then we cut to Jack alone in the house, and alone in their house with their dog. He's drinking. He's extremely wasted, so he's back on the alcohol train, and Allie is like, "You're drunk. It's in the morning. Why are you drinking?" And he's like, yeah. He's just kind of mumbling. So Allie doesn't tell him that she's got the Grammy, so she goes and takes a bath, and Jack goes into the bath, follows her after, you know, a little bit of time, and he's... congratulates her on the Grammys. So she's like, "How did you know?" And he says, "The producer called me, let me know." It's a big thing. You know, Jack's essentially saying like, I'm proud of you. That's awesome." Jack says, "I'm proud of you. That's awesome." And she's kind of upset that he's been drinking, but she's not like, He never said that he was going to stop drinking, but it's like back and forth between like sober Jack and drunk Jack, and it's significantly obvious. And Allie's not necessarily thrilled. This is the first time where Jack slips up with his words. He's very drunk. He keeps drinking, and Allie's essentially saying, "Oh, like, oh yeah, drinking's going to help this." And she's just, they're arguing. They're arguing back and forth, and they're arguing a lot because Jack essentially said, "You're changing. You've changed. You are not necessarily who you are," and it's just not going well. And the Allie is just saying, "Like, you're drunk. You don't even know what you're talking about. Maybe you should be more like your dad and be your dad's drinking buddy. You're 13. Keep drinking." You know. So we learned that Jack was 13 when he started drinking with his dad, and him and his dad were just big drinking buddies. So he was clearly an alcoholic from a very young age. And so Allie kind of steps over the line and insults Jack's father, deceased father. And Jack is like, "That's way over the line. That's so wrong. He had more talent in his pinky finger than you do in your entire body." And then she's like furious. And then he goes, "You're ugly. You're ugly." And he's not saying, and when Jack's saying you're ugly, he doesn't mean that you're ugly because you're physically ugly. You can tell he means your spirit is turned ugly from all of this fame that's going on. You're not being truthful. And that's the thing about Jack, is he's very affectionate with his words, and he compliments her all the time. And so this was the first time where he was negative to her verbally, and it just did not go well. And she is screaming at him to get out, and it just was a very, very sad, very sad argument, and he left. We cut to him performing at another concert where he can't hear very well. He's extremely drunk, extremely high, and it's just not going well for Jack again. So then we get a cut to Jack watching Allie prep for dancing. Allie comes over and she's like, "What are you doing here?" And he's like, one of my concerts got canceled, so I'm over here." And he goes, "Listen, I said some things." You know, and Jack is not great with words. He's not great with enunciating what he's trying to say. So it takes him a long time. And he essentially apologizes. He apologizes to her. He says, "I'm sorry." And she says, "You haven't been drinking." And he says, "No." And she says, "I know, I could tell." So now the alcohol and the stuff is definitely becoming a problem. They're married. Again, I want to reiterate that. They're married. And Allie gives him a big hug. They embrace. They apologize to each other. And it's wholesome. Then she says, "I got to get back to dance practice." And then Jack's like, "I'll wait here. I'll wait here and wait for you to be done." And Allie says, "No, go home. I'll meet you home." So instead of like it was at the beginning where Jack would wait and then they would go together, she'll just meet him at home. Not a big problem. Not a big anything. It's just something I saw. So, oh man, it's just a roller coaster of plot lines going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. So let's split right now. Let's split both characters on a graph. Let's imagine them on like a line graph, okay? Allie started lower than Bradley Cooper in like just, you know, an awareness. So really she was lower and her line has just slowly gone up in success and in happiness, and everything has just gone up and up. And Jack's line was pretty much level and slowly sinking. Their marriage made everything a lot better. They were both really happy and everything was crushing it. But now Jack's line just keeps zigzagging from being sober and drunk and high and whatever. And that affects Allie's line as well, going up and down and up and down. So obviously once you love someone like that and you're married to someone, you know, their actions extremely affect your actions and emotions as well. So that's kind of where we're at, where it's just going back and forth and it's taking a serious toll. But Allie's not asking him to do anything. She's not asking him to get sober. She's just essentially saying nothing, because I think Jack knows. So then we get a cut to the preparation of the Grammys, because again, Allie was nominated for a Grammy. So the brother is telling Jack that he got him a gig at the opening of the Grammys. But then we learned that Jack got replaced by a singer, but by some singer who does some covers, some young shot. And that guy needed a guitar player anyway. So Jack was hired on as a backup guitar player. not a backup, but a guitar player on this guy's track where he gets some solos here and there, but he's no longer the singer. And as he's getting ready and doing the sound check, his ears are just failing him. He has to turn up the volume of the amplifier, the monitor, crank it while he's tuning the guitar. It's obvious his hearing is really not going well. He talks to the lead singer. The lead singer talks to him. They're like, it's an honor with each other. It's awesome. But Jack is clearly not thrilled that he got replaced. Then we cut to Allie's dad in a bow tie and a tuxedo, like, wow, Allie, the Grammys. This is unbelievable. I can't believe this. And Allie's like, I know, this is amazing. So Jack comes out appearing a little drunk, but not bad. And Allie gives him a kiss. She's like, oh, you had a beer? He's like, yeah, no, nothing bad. And again, his hearing is going bad. So Allie has to repeat herself all the time. But it's still like a very warm, tender touch between these guys. There's still very much love. Jack makes her laugh, makes the father laugh. It's wonderful. Then we cut to the Grammys. And this is where, folks, this is where things just go crazy. This is where things just, your heart, your throat, when you hold back tears, that's where you're at. So we get a montage of Jack getting back on the alcohol horse. He's at the bar chugging alcohol and pouring pills in his drink, essentially. And we get him on stage playing guitar. Well, right before he plays guitar, he drops his pick and he goes down to mend it up. And he is so drunk and messed up that he's like stumbling to pick up the pick on stage, and it's obvious to Allie that he's just really drunk and just not doing well. And this is at the Grammys, mind you. This is at the Grammys. So Allie looks, sees him stumble, and goes like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But he shakes it off because he's a performer, and Jack plays a beautiful solo. He crushes the music. He nails it. And on the way off, like, he literally doesn't even know the song is over. That's how drunk he is. So someone has to come grab him, grab his guitar, and he's like, is the song over? Is it over? And it's over. So he gets off stage, and now they're getting ready to announce Allie's category in the Grammys. And Jack shows up next to her, as you do as a husband, for the Grammys, because you know how they show all the candidates right before they announce. You know, the nominees are blah, 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 blah. So as they show the nominees and everything, we see Jack just absolutely almost like he can't even speak. He's mumbling like, oh, crazy. He's just clearly just messed up. And as he's being messed up and Allie trying to comfort him, the producer's like, Allie, you're almost up. This thing's happening. And of course, who gets called as the Grammy, you know, award winner but Allie? So Allie gets it. The camera shows, you know, her with all of her loved ones. She's hugging everybody, and Jack stands up really tough, like really difficultly, and Jack starts walking with Allie through the audience and up to the stairs. So Jack stumbles on the stairs on the way up to the stage, and he's like, should I go up with you? And then she just says, stay here. And Jack is laying on the stage stairs while Allie's up, and she gets handed the Grammy. She's like, oh my God, I have so many people to thank. I want to thank my producer, my father, and I want to thank, you know, Jack Maine, my husband. And as she does that, Jack is on the stage stairs, and he's like, should I come up with you? So now it's like really awkward and uncomfortable. Now he's like so drunk and verbal. It's in front of the Grammys, and he stands up, and he gets up, and he's just like he's about to pass out, stand up. Like he's like, whoa, you know, the cartoon, like drunk cartoon style thing. He walks up while she's, you know, thanking people, and he's making this big commotion. He's like, look who's on the screen. You're on the screen, honey. And, you know, he's just plastered, and he goes up and hugs her and lets her know that she's on the screen like a very drunk person would. Again, this is the Grammys on live television. And so Allie's able to recover. Like, it's been a fun night, you know. I want to thank Jack so much for everything he's done for me and all that. And she's doing a great job talking. And Jack starts to, you know, like lean back a little bit and relax. And he pees himself. Visually very obvious. And everyone's laughing at him. And Allie covers him with the dress. And he like essentially passes out on the stage. So then we get a, like, quick cuts of Allie screaming, the husband, you know, grabbing Jack and just like throwing him into a shower and yelling at him for messing up Allie's shot, you know, Allie's Grammy. And Jack is just so drunk, and Allie is so sweet. She leans over him. The shower is running. She's getting drenched in, you know, his, they're in their clothes in the shower, trying to just like get him back to being alive, I guess. And Allie is just on top of him with him, and it's just so brutal. It's such a brutal scene. It's like, oh my God, your heart just breaks. So then we get a cut to Jack showing up late to an AA meeting, and the leader of the AA meeting is like, Jack, you can't be late. And he's like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, did you bring your journal? He's like, it's in my room, and then I'll go get it. And then the leader's like, no, stay here. Everyone agree, we can't be late. And they all say yes. He goes, Jack, tell us about yourself. So Jack's like, I'm grateful to be here. I'm Jack, I'm an alcoholic and drug addict. He says reluctantly, but he gets it out. And he's not necessarily crying, but he's upset. So then we cut to the father with Allie at their house, and it's still really, clearly still uncomfortable to talk about. And the father looks at Allie, and he just goes, I'm sorry, Allie. And then Allie goes, like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. He's like, I know, but Allie, I could have done something. And Allie's like, Dad, how many pianos did you bring up the stairs to let me play? How many songs did you listen to me sing? You're a great dad. You've done everything for me. You're amazing. Just eat your meal. I mean, breakfast. I don't even know what day it is, or, you know, Allie's just been through so much mentally, physically. She's on tour all the time. She's like, doesn't even know what meal it is, but she has enough time to sit down with her father and eat, and it's really amazing. So then we cut to Jack in the AA swimming in the pool, and we know it's been almost 3 months. So once you hit 3 months in this program, you are free to go. And we learn that Jack starts talking to the leader of the AA group, who also has a hearing aid, mind you. So now I think we have to come to this realization that the hearing aid is a part of, you know, what's going on. And Jack starts possibly accepting the fact that he might need some help in the tech department, or like getting something there. So as they get more comfortable with each other, they're talking on the bench, and Jack tells the leader about how he probably got his hearing thing. You know, when he was 13, he would throw his head in like the speakers of his dad's, you know, speakers, and his dad would just blast the music. So they would rock out together. And one day when his dad didn't come home, Jack grabbed a belt and tried to hang himself on a ceiling fan, but the ceiling fan broke and I fell and got a big scar on my head. And they're laughing about this, like it's, you know, it's funny. And then the leader says, how old were you? And then he says, I was 13, right? Then he says, the worst part of it is my dad didn't even notice. He was so drunk when he got home, you know. So we're essentially getting a huge backstory of Jack's childhood, how messed up it was, how unbelievably painful it sounded, and the fact that he tried to kill himself at 13 and was a drunk at 13 is just brutal. But the leader of this AA does a great job, handles it well, and it's really wholesome. Then we cut to Allie running into Jack's arms in the AA house, essentially. It's a beautiful mansion. Obviously, they're rich, so they're hugging. They're so happy to see each other. And Allie says, you look good. You look great. You sound good. You smell good. Everything looks great. And so they sit down. They talk about what he's been doing. I've been swimming a lot, he says, and, you know, been thinking about you and all that. And he asks how the dog is, and she says, you know, he's waiting for his daddy. We're all waiting for the daddy to come home. And so then it's kind of a silent pause, and then Jack essentially just is like, I need to tell you, I need to tell you that I'm sorry. And he just starts bawling. It's the first time we see him cry. He's like, I shouldn't have done that to you. I'm so sorry. It was just brutal. If you don't want me, I understand. And she's like, I want you, come home in 3 weeks when you're done with this. Please just come home. And it's a really beautiful, wholesome moment. And we finally get that, like, again, the graph, the line graph we're talking about is really high You know, we're feeling really good at this point. We're seeing Jack finally handle all of his issues properly, all of them. And Allie's so great. She's been so great through all of this. She's an, I mean, great character. And Allie brings out this book, and she's like, "You've been hiding a love song from me?" She pulls out the song that Jack has been writing. And he giggles, and he's like, "No, actually, I thought you might stumble upon it at some point." But it's a really touching love song about, you know, how they met and how he can't really do anything without her. And it's just a beautiful love song. But we don't hear it sung yet. We just see the lyrics, essentially. So we get a cut to Allie talking to the producer at their house, and she's, you know, so excited that Jack is getting healthy that she talks to the producer. She's like, I had an idea for the tour. Let's bring Jack out. The fans would love it. You know, let's bring Jack out and we can sing our songs like we were singing back when we were, you know, starting out on his tours. And it'd be amazing and just perfect for us. And the producer says, that absolutely cannot happen. Jack almost ruined your career, and bringing him onto a tour with you would be like suicide, essentially, to your career, and it'd be horrible. And they get in a big screaming match, and she starts, like, crying because she wants that to happen for Jack. So that way, you know, it's a better way for Jack to heal in the real world, and they could fall back into what they were, essentially. It'd be a perfect way to do it, but the producer is like, absolutely not. That is not happening in any way, shape, or form. So it's finally time that Jack is out of AA, and he has his brother come pick him up and take him back to the house because I think Allie is on tour. They're laughing. He looks good. Everything is happy and beautiful. And the brother's like, so where the hell are we going? And it's just to get to their house. He's clearly never been there before. And so Jack, you know, says right here. They pull in, and we get another extremely heartfelt moment where Jack is, now that he's sober, he's able to really speak his mind and be really honest. And it's almost funny because you understand how, coming from having brothers myself, talking about emotions and feelings to someone like that, it just definitely doesn't come easy. And it's obvious that Jack is trying to tell his brother something. And they're both kind of just choking up, but trying to hold back any kind of tears whatsoever. And so right before Jack gets out of the car, he says to his brother, he's like, he says it at like 100 speed, but essentially he goes, it wasn't Dad I looked up to, it was you. And then he closed the door, and then he goes into the house, and then the brother immediately puts it in reverse. And, you know, as you go in reverse in a big truck, and sometimes you turn your head, right? And as you turn your head, we got a great shot of the brother just like trying to hold back tears. It was just such a heartwarming moment. So it's just so beautiful to see Jack being able to open up and truly, you know, express his feelings and emotions. And it's amazing to see the effect it has on everybody. So he walks into the house, he greets the dog, and he turns on Le'Veon Rose sign that he had made in the house, because that's the song that they met on when Allie sang it at that drag bar. So then we get a beautiful pan of like a wonderful summer day. You know, they're playing, Jack is playing with their dog out in the grass. He's running around, very agile, very healthy. And Allie's writing songs on the piano, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And so we start seeing Allie singing and playing the love song that Jack had written that he was hoping that she would stumble upon. And he's like, I've been thinking about this song for like 3 months. It's great to hear someone else, you know, sing it. So she says, I want to hear how you had it in your head. And he starts playing the piano, which he doesn't usually play. And he's a guitar player. And he starts playing and he starts singing. And it's just a really lovely start. But we only hear the very, very intro. Very, very intro. Then we get a cut to the producer knocking on the door. Allie's gone doing some kind of training or something, and the producer says, yeah, no worries, I want to talk to you, Jack. So Jack lets him in, they talk, and the producer, who has been the villain essentially in this movie, which is perfect. I mean, you're rooting, you can't, yeah, he's just essentially the villain. So the producer looks like he's got something to say, and it's hard for him to say it, but he watches Jack pour himself some water, pour Jack his own water instead of alcohol like he usually would see. So then the producer sits down, looks at Jack and says, we are not friends, Jack. In fact, we are actually enemies. You almost single-handedly ruined Allie's career. You like, we are barely scraping by right now. because of what you did. And Allie is too in love with you to let you know what you have done to her career. And let's be real. It's going to be just a couple months away from when you fall off the horse and start drinking again. And I want Allie to be as far away from you as humanly possible. So dick move by the producer, throwing a wrench into our extremely happy story. Then we cut to Jack laying face up in the bed. Allie comes home from her dance training. She talks to him and says, guess what? Great news. I don't have to go on tour for the next 3 months. I canceled it. We're all canceled. I just get to stay here with you for 3 months and just write and sing and just, you know, you and I can be together for 3 months. It's going to be amazing. She's super excited about it while she's laying on his chest, by the way. It's just another very beautiful and wholesome moment. And we see that Jack is still really distraught from the conversation with the producer, and he is not blinking. He's staring at the ceiling, and he's like, that sounds great. That sounds great. And then Allie says, she goes, I want you to come sing with me on my last concert tonight. You know, I don't care what anyone thinks. Just come up and sing with me. Jack says, okay. He looks at her almost like teary-eyed and says, okay. And as he gets up, and as they get up, she's about to leave, and then he says, hey. And she turns around and looks at him, and he goes, I just wanted to look at you one more time. And then she laughs, smiles, and, you know, makes each other laugh, and it's a beautiful moment. But it makes you realize and feel like Jack has got something in his brain. He's got an idea that we're not going to love, that we're not going to like, or actually we're probably going to hate. So then we cut to, it's nighttime. He's made a huge, big plate of steak, and he feeds it to his dog. Jack did, in their house. Jack pulls out the big truck in their car, in their garage, and parks it in their driveway. He goes into his glove compartment and grabs pills. Then we cut to Allie at the concert that she's at, getting ready to perform. She's saying, you know, God bless us, God bless the dancers, God bless Jack for making a recovery, coming back. And then we cut to a beautiful shot, a cinematic shot of the floor. And we see Pills stumble out of the car. We see Jack stumbling super drunk. And we see a belt in his left hand. He walks towards the garage. And we don't see his face. We're only looking at his hands and his feet with the belt. And he's swaying like he's drunk or high in this scenario. He goes over to the desk and sets his hat. He's always got this cowboy hat on, essentially. And he sets it down on the desk very slowly, very dramatically. Then we see his face. He's sweating profusely. He looks extremely ill. And we see the belt wrapped around his neck, tied to the garage door. And then we see him hang himself. And we cut to Allie. She's just getting on set, getting ready. I mean, she's just finished a few songs. She's getting ready for Jack to show up. She's like, where's Jack? She's like, someone called the house. Whatever, I'll do the song without him. No big deal. So she does Shallows by herself. Everyone loves it. She's crushing it. And then we cut to police sirens and colors at the house. And we find out that Allie now knows that Jack is dead. We cut to montages of Allie in extremely dim light in her house playing the piano, but really like two-finger piano, very no energy. She's laying on the couch, no energy. The dog is no energy. Her friend shows up and offers his condolences, but nothing helps. And then we get to anger, of course, where she just starts punching the hell out of all the albums that have been made in her house, and she just, you know, cuts her hand open, and it's just a horrible montage. Then we get some relief with the brother. The brother is now with her, talking with her. They're both essentially crying, and the brother's saying, it's not your fault, it's not my fault, it's Jack's fault. And then she essentially says, the last thing I said to him was a lie. He wasn't going to be able to come up and sing with me. We learned, and he says, no, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's an extremely sad moment. They're both crying and holding back tears at the same time. But the brother keeps reassuring Allie that everything that Jack did, he loved you, and it was beautiful. Beautiful songs that they were singing was truly because of the love that he had for you, and keep that with yourself in your heart. So then we cut to what seems to be Allie's last performance, and it's at like this beautiful theater. It's definitely not concert-esque, but it's theater-esque, and she gets to the mic and says, this is a song that Jack wrote for me, and with your help, I'm going to try to honor him by singing it. And the setting is beautiful. There's hanging lights behind her. There's an orchestra. And the song is just immaculate. And we literally sing her. We see her face the entire time. And she sings the whole song. And it's just raw. It's the point where you feel like you got spikes in your throat trying to hold back from crying. It's just absolutely brilliant. Lady Gaga sings just so beautifully. And then we get this cut of the montage of them singing together on stage, and we get a montage of them, you know, loving each other and getting married, and it's just beautiful. And then we get a cut sound. We get a full cut of that moment when Jack was playing the piano, singing his song after the AA meeting, after he was playing with the dog. And we hear Jack finish the song on the piano, and we see Lady Gaga in that moment while Jack was playing the piano, like bawling and loving the song, and they're just so happy together. And it's just absolutely gut-wrenchingly beautiful. These guys do such an unbelievable job of acting. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga get all the credit in the world. Bradley Cooper directed this thing, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And that's how it ends, is their heads touching after that, you know, Jack sings the song to Lady Gaga, and that's it. And it's just so, so beautiful. This has got to be one of the better movies I've seen in a long time. This is truly a winner in my eyes. Honestly, I shouldn't be doing this for the sake of my podcast, but go watch it, or at least just listen to some of the songs on Spotify. It is so worth it, and it is an amazing movie. Hopefully what I just said did it justice. I know it definitely didn't, given that I can't sing worth a damn. Truly amazing movie. A Star Is Born had $36 million as its budget and ended up with a grossed creation of $215.3 million in the United States and Canada, and $220 million in other territories. Total worldwide at $436 million with a budget of $36 million. Folks, that is impressive. I'm impressed that they had such a low budget. $36 million really isn't that big of a budget. To get to $436 million, almost a half of a billion, is absolutely insane. It got eight nominations. It got eight nomination Oscars, and it won two awards, Academy Award winner, and it got the AARP Movie for Grownups Award. Truly, truly an amazing movie. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to it, and I hope you stay tuned in. Please go ahead and hit those download buttons and listen to them in your cars while you're working, all that fun stuff. That's the point of this podcast, everybody. So thanks so much. Please continue to message me. This one goes out to Casey Simba. Thanks so much for letting me in on your movies that you haven't seen that you wanted me to do, and this one was on there. You've got a big list, Casey, so I'm going to have to tackle a lot of those movies for you. But everyone else, keep sending in some texts, some emails, some phone calls. Let me know what movies you want me to cover, and I will happily do it for you. So this has been a great day. Hopefully you continue to have a great day. Go listen to some beautiful music. Go outside. It's just great to be alive, everybody. So good talking to you, and I'll talk to you next time.
He summarizes his movies so that way you don't have to go pay for them or go to the movies, and you can just listen to them in your car worth your downtime.